This photo I've called baby grasshopper. I don't know if it actually is a grasshopper. Maybe it's something else like a katydid or something, but I think it worked out okay. I'm happy with how it turned out. It was shot about 2 feet from my house. We were inside and I saw this little guy crawling around outside on the cover of our barbecue grill. So I ran outside. I grabbed my camera, ran outside and got this shot. Nothing super noteworthy about it, but I do like how the grasshopper looks. I like that he's got that little tilt to his head, like Lando Calrissian saying, "Hello, what have we here?" And just sort of looking at what's going on. Why does this guy have a camera here? I do like that you can see the pattern in the grill cover, that textured pattern. I think that's kind of cool. I shot this with a really shallow depth of field, f1.8, and I was really close, so there's like his eyes are in focus, but his legs are not. So this really shallow depth of field. I'm really happy with how it turned out because your eyes are drawn right away to that bug. And then you see the textures and the other things in the photo. I like to shoot at a low ISO as often as I can. You get better color data and more room to edit in post if you need to. This photo, I think I shot it at ISO 200. I could have gone lower, maybe 100, but generally, it's a good idea if you know, well, judging by or depending on the camera you have and the photo you want to take, the lower ISO you can get, the better your photo is going to be, or the more room you're going to have after you take the photo if you do want to edit things. So I know modern cameras like my D7100 can go much higher ISO and still get pretty decent results. But even so, it's good to use a lower ISO if at all possible. That's what I did here. I didn't have to crop this too much. I didn't have to edit too much. It's just a grasshopper. Sometimes that's all it is. You don't have to read a lot into the photo, and I was pleased with it. So anyway, here you go.